Welcome to this episode of Reddit Guy. The subreddit we will listen to today is called r/tifu. Our first post of this episode comes from Poovy Farms intern and it's titled TIFU by not realizing how blocking works and became the worst friend ever. This happened a couple of weeks ago. My best friend of 20 years blew up at me over text a few days before my birthday and called me selfish, despite me giving so much to her over the years. She also unfriended me on Facebook. I was so hurt but then realized I was so angry at her. I blocked her phone number and then proceeded to text her the meanest things. I said things like she was so fat, ugly, and disgusting and she's deluded for thinking anyone finds her attractive because she's just a sideshow to them. I don't remember what else I said because I deleted them out of my text history. A few days later I get a bad feeling and I check her Facebook from a different account. She received all my texts and wrote a post about how a friend would be in a lot of pain to use that kind of language and that the only reason for someone to say that stuff to her was jealousy. I googled, can you send a text when you block someone, and sure enough, I saw that when you block a number, you are only closing the valve one way. They can't call, text you, but you can still call, text them. My heart sunk. Sure, I'm angry with her, but I never ever wanted to hurt her like that. I thought I was screaming into a void, but I was screaming right into her texts. And I said the worst, most horrible things I've ever said to someone. I'm still going between feelings of immense guilt but also a slight bit of relief because she had become so toxic the past couple of years. TLDR, I blocked my friend and sent her nasty texts, not knowing that she only wouldn't be able to respond, but she received all of them. The next post from Im the God of Advice is titled TIFU by shoving pasta in pockets to avoid mom's cooking. So the actual incident happened many years ago but just affected me today greatly. She made leftover pasta and is a former very picky eater, I just couldn't eat it. Like I gagged when trying to, my brain just refused to eat it. She was furious when seeing my overreaction and said I couldn't leave the table until I eat every bite. I thought about giving it to the dog, but she wasn't nearby. So my solution, pockets. That's what they're for, right? Holding stuff. So I waited until I was certain that she was off into the kitchen, and as the coast cleared, I viciously and furiously grabbed every bit of pasta, handful by handful, and shoved it all in my pockets until the last scoop, which I waited for my mom to come out and then I ate it. Wow, that actually wasn't that bad. She was obviously suspicious but from her angle, seeing me chest up, could only assume that I ate it, and let me leave. She was weirded out that I waited for her to leave for me too, but my solution after I booked it to my room. The closet. Yes, I shoved the soaked shorts into the closet and just shut it. Now keep in mind, the closet was packed with spare stuff and random junk, and a year or two after is when my depression started and I never bothered cleaning in there. I also can't smell. Fast forward today when I'm cleaning it out and I found the shorts. It also got onto many good shirts, pants, a $250 plus suitcase, fucking everywhere. At first I was wondering what the fuck happened in here and what am I going to find, and when I did, I had flashbacks. TLDR, avoided eating my mom's leftover cooking by shoving it all in pockets and hide it in closet where it ruined a lot of stuff years down the line, was in early middle school and currently 21. The next post from Thermite is titled TIFU by peeing on my brand new kitten. Today we adopted an adorable, love bug of a 6-month-old kitten. She is very chill and comfortable with humans. Raised by a single woman who bottle-fed her because the kittens were abandoned. We got the kitten set up in the bathroom first to ease her into new surroundings. I had to pee but I held it for a couple hours longer. Like Yardu is a guy. Finally, once we moved her into the main house and she was exploring, I took my opportunity, raised the seat and let loose with relief. Suddenly a little grey head popped up in my periphery and she leaped up, and her head drove straight into the toilet bowl, golden stream and all. I scooped her up with one hand and managed to finish up quickly with the other, a bit embarrassed over the situation. Fortunately, only a bit of the back if her head caught the stream. Meanwhile, Cat was totally unfazed, even as I used water from the tap to clean her up. I went into the living room and announced, well, achievement unlocked, peed on a cat, hours later kitten is totally fine. Has been falling asleep on her back while I give her tummy and head rubs. Update. Wow, this blew up a bit overnight. Thanks for the awards, you all. I've been reminded of cat tax. So I'm paying up. Imager, link. Imager, link. TLDR. 6-mo kitten investigated toilet bowl while one was trying to pee into it. Had to clean her up. The next post from Throwaway 131,289 is titled TIFU by rummaging through my dad's stuff. So before I begin, I think it's important to note that I am from an extremely conservative Indian and very Muslim family, so this incident might have not been a big deal in some places, depending on where you're from. Also obligatory, English is my second language, so please bear with me. So the fuck up happened today. We recently shifted to a new country and quite naturally there are a lot of forms to fill and loads of passport-sized photos required to go on them. This particular evening we couldn't find my brother's passport-sized photos, which are needed for this document submission tomorrow, so in typical Brown family fashion, the whole family gathered in one room and started rummaging through all the closets and the drawers while blaming each other for being responsible for having lost them. Here's the thing about Indian families though, privacy is just not a very common concept. People, only close family obviously, just barge into each other's rooms without knocking and go through each other's stuff without their permission, and it's not really a big deal. Never frowned upon either, however, what is frowned upon is when you politely ask people for space and privacy because, we're a family, what could you possibly want to hide from us? And that's why I didn't really think twice before opening my dad's old laptop bag, because why would that be an issue, right? I slipped my hand into one of those several tiny pockets and found something that looked like those single wet wipes packs. I have a habit of stealing those from around the house for my purse. They're super convenient, and was about to whoop it out and almost did till I read the cursed logo that said, Durex. Mortified, I slipped it back in and zipped the bag close and looked around to see if anyone had seen that, and right beside me, stood my father, staring right at the laptop bag. He snatched it from me and said, it's obviously not going to be in this, and continued with the search. While I made my way to my room and have not left it ever since. I'm pretty sure he knows that I know that he knows that I know. Or maybe he knows that I saw it and he isn't sure that I completely comprehended what it was. I don't know how to look either of them in the eye after this. Or what to do at all. So here I am, 2 hours later, venting to strangers. I've learned my lesson about privacy, though they probably still haven't, never again. TLDR, my father found me finding a condom in his bag and now I'm mortified because I'm from a conservative family where sex equals bad, unless you get married to the spouse your family chooses for you. The next post from Apollo 18 is titled TIFU in 2019 but found out about the F up today. TIFU sometime in 2019 but only discovered today. At some point in my life I used my cell number for something and the lovely scam caller groups got a hold of it. It got so bad that I was getting, I swear, at least 10 scam calls a day. So I did the sensible thing and started blocking every number I thought was a scam caller. I probably have minimum 1,000 scam numbers blocked and now I only occasionally get the occasional scam call. On to the fuck up. I genuinely feel really bad about this. So in August 2019 I was going somewhere with my mom when I witnessed an accident between a sweet old lady and a bunch of stupid teens on fixie bikes. We drove through an intersection when I looked out the passenger window and saw a pack of teens, probably 10 to 15 total, riding full speed towards our intersection. They had a red light, with no signs of stopping. My mom passed with no issues, but they were close enough and the car behind us was close enough that I knew they were gonna crash. She was driving next to a gated community with a tall brick wall extending to the corner, so she had no way of seeing them in time to stop. She slammed on her brakes, which allowed her to miss the majority of the group, but she hit two teens, causing three total to crash. She clipped the back tire of one, causing him to crash into another, and completely T-boned the third. He got launched like 10 feet. Miraculously, those three walked away fine, but the sweet old lady was really shaken up by the whole thing. My mom turned around and we went to check on everyone. I tried to comfort her, told her I witnessed the whole thing and would testify if she needed. The teens knew they were in the wrong and promised her they wouldn't press charges or anything. But alas, teens can't control their parents, or she sued for damages or something, which leads to the fuck up. Today I wake up to a lovely call about my car's extended warranty, which I missed, but they left a message. I check the message and am greeted with a notification saying my inbox is 90% full. I go through my messages and delete a ton when I notice a blocked caller's message box. And I discover she hired an attorney. At some point I blocked her attorney's number. It was just a regular 818 number and I had been getting a bunch of spam calls from those, so I had a bunch blocked. He called me 5 times about testifying for her. I have no idea if she sued them or their parents sued her, but I do feel bad about missing those calls. TLDR witnessed an accident between an old lady and teens on bikes, their fault, and accidentally blocked the number of her attorney who tried to contact me to testify on her behalf. The next post from PokerfishHH is titled TIFU by getting two of my friends banned on PlayStation. First of all, I want to make something clear. Neither me or my friends are racist by any means, nor do we intend to offend others. Last weekend I was hanging out with a group of friends in a PlayStation party. We just finished playing a game, so we decided to just chat for a bit. We soon discovered that using PlayStation's mobile app you could send pictures into your groups. We started sharing memes, some of which contained pretty dark humor. One of my friends sent a picture of a Snickers bar mixed with Skittles called Snickles. Now here's where the fuck up begins. I jokingly said it offended me and that I'd report the pic, which for some reason I actually did. Well, turns out that if you report a single message or picture in this instant, the PlayStation support goes through the whole chat history to find out more about the reasoning behind your support. They found the memes with the dark humor. As you can imagine, they did not just let it slip, and two of my friends now are banned for a week. I honestly just feel stupid and bad, but I apologized and we're all good. TLDR. I reported a Snickles meme in our party's chat. PlayStation support went through the chat to find dark humor pics too. Two of my friends have a week-long ban now. Today's last post from KaiCat99 is titled TIFU by saying congratulations. So fiance and I were looking at some nice public parks as options for our wedding venue. A lot of the venues we were at were popular, and unsurprisingly most were starting to set up for weddings when we were going to check them out. Again, these are public spaces, so it wasn't a scheduled tour or anything. We just drove to them and walked around if we wouldn't be interrupting something. About the fourth park we went to, and a tent and podium are set up and one person was sitting in a chair waiting. It was a little odd since it was still fairly early in the day and it was finished setting up and nowhere else was so far along. I didn't imagine someone having a wedding so early. Oh well, doesn't matter to me. Went around and semi-discreetly took a few pictures for later reference. Was about to head out of the park and another person wearing all black and holding a sign was walking towards the tent. The sign said, "Beautiful Jennifer," in big text and had a collage of, presumably, Jennifer. Weird sign to make for a bride, I thought to myself. But not wanting to walk by this stranger in total silence as we were crossing paths, I said, "Congratulations." She looked at me, eyes wide, very startled. And she didn't say anything and kept walking. I thought it was really strange, but whatever, no big deal. At the exit of the park and I see another person posting a sign saying, "Celebration of life for Jennifer," and it hit me. I'm a total idiot, this is clearly a funeral service and I just congratulated someone. I walked to my car and my fiancé and I laughed about it and I felt like a total asshole. I just hope that person doesn't look back on their loved one's funeral and remember the jerk who congratulated them. TLDR, I congratulated someone attending a funeral by mistake.